This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle markets for Wednesday, January 25th. Well, cattle markets start out a little bit weaker in feeders on a higher corn market, but they managed to bounce back and basically close a little bit higher on what's considered front month March, and April's were unchanged. Back months were down just a little bit, but we had a nice recovery after seeing some early pressure in that market. In live cattle there too, we did see some early weakness, but the markets managed to snap back a little bit faster and stronger than the feeders, and we pushed into a new high for the move. So we're quickly approaching the major highs and contract highs from late December in some of these deferred months. Front month Feb and April, we're still a couple bucks away from that, but the market's showing quite a bit of momentum to the upside here. So clearly, the market expects cash prices to hold together better than they did last week, where we were down $3 to $4 on the Fed trade. It's looking like they expect that we will see the cash trade at least be steady, so we'll see how that develops, but the futures market clearly expecting to see more upward momentum here at some point in the cash trade. Nothing yet so far this week on the cash trade, but box beef values were down again. We see the choice down 180. We're sitting at 270. Select down 210 at 252. The spread gained 30 cents at 1725. Movement was 138 loads. Slaughter so far this week at 251,000 head. That's 2,000 less than the week prior, but still up about 12,000 over where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 16. We're sitting at 177.53. So I think that from a seasonal perspective, markets tend to be relatively firm coming into around mid-March. That doesn't mean you can't get your pullbacks, and certainly we've seen them. But with the markets bouncing back the way they did, it sure looks like they expect the cash trade to recover here, consumer demand to stay strong, exports have picked up from what we saw last week. So it just seems like the cattle market does not expect to see any big issues developing. You know, we've had some bunching up of the cattle because of the storms over the holidays. You know, clearly the feedlots feel that they can work through those numbers. Packers, you know, have had the upper hand here for several weeks, and they've managed to keep prices in check and then have managed to push it a little bit lower last week. Their box beef values, they've had to discount a bit to keep the volume moving. So that is a red flag to the market. Usually you want to see the volume pick up. If you're going to discount it, you want to see the volume pick up. But we haven't really seen that. They've had to discount it even to move kind of minimal volumes. So those are some red flags. But the futures market, again, is showing us kind of a different story. So I think from a seasonal perspective, the markets probably will stay firm into the mid-March time window, maybe stretch a little bit later because the seasonals, if the longer-term trend is up, and I think from a seasonal perspective, your seasonal rallies might stretch a little bit longer than they normally do. So we could see this move into late March, early April. So I think breaks will continue to be well supported on both lives and feeders. For live cattle, I think one of the key things is if you get rain in the western, central, and southern plains. The drought region pretty much across the rest of the entire country is shrinking quickly, but that key area of cattle country, of hard red winter wheat country, still is in a dry pocket. But it is, again, it is shrinking. They're getting rain around the perimeter of that. Northern Kansas on north, Nebraska's just been, you know, inundated with moisture, South Dakota, North Dakota. So I think your grass conditions are going to be much better coming out of the winter than we've seen the last couple of years. I think demand for heifers to rebuild herds is going to be very strong. Demand for calves in general to put on grass will be very strong. But it will be kept in check if you don't get the rains across that key cattle country of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. If that stays dry, then I think feeder cattle, you know, probably are firm, but they're not going to be really strong. And that, I think, will be a key difference. If those rains come, I think the feeder cattle market just sees a run to the upside through the spring and into early May, would probably when you see that seasonal high. So just keep that in mind. If the weather patterns shift and we bring more moisture into that southwest, southern, western southern plains, then it's, I think, game on for demand for feeder cattle. If it doesn't, feeder cattle will probably stay firm, but they're not going to like continue that strong upward momentum. So we'll see what develops as we move out of winter and into spring. And there's still some time for that to happen. But again, I think if the rains do come, it's not only bearish for wheat, but it's bullish for feeder cattle. So we're keying on that, watching that obviously very closely. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.